And now, live from the Harriman's Lodge, it's...
Punky!
This is Punky! This is Punky!
Oh, Koopa Koopa! This is our third anniversary show, is it?
Is it?
Is it our fourth? Is it a third or fourth?
Third. Yeah, third birthday.
Third anniversary show.
Yeah.
Oh, no mucking about.
It's the other birthday.
Don't take the piss. Third birthday.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well done, us. Well done, you fan Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
We've got a fucking brilliant competition coming up later on. Loads on it.
Oh.
Loads on it. Only one winner. No
Only
mucking
one.
About. Yeah. Picked out of the bag at random. It's a cyber bag.
Right.
Beg pardon.
Nice.
It's for my tooth.
Ah, okay.
My tooth's playing up again. I haven't been playing up for ages, and my tooth started to play up. So I thought the best thing to do was have some ibuprofen and Beck's Lager. The Beck's worked pretty well last week.
No, it does work.
I've got some left.
Sorts it out.
I got me on drugs and alcohol. Get rid of the milk, sunshine. Drugs.
Yeah, milk's no good.
I like ibuprofen.
I like milk.
I like milk as well. I like milk as well. I bought some interesting breakfast cereal, actually.
Right.
It's Sainsbury's own. It's not the original. It's some sort of shredded wheat affair,
right,
filled with raisins. You know, the little shredded wheat of things filled with raisins.
The bite size.
Yeah, it's bite size, yeah. Obviously, for me, it's only one side of the mouth bite size. What with my teeth playing up?
Yeah.
Yeah, but it is bite. Yeah, the bite size stuff.
I got
the raisins in it.
I got the Otibix bite size the other day.
Otibix. Otibix can go fuck off.
No, they're not right.
Weetabix, the original best. Otibix, isn't it a bit powdery?
It's alright.
It's solid. Weetabix, is it? It ain't
it's
no Weetabix.
It's got apple and sultanas in it.
Oh, that's just asking for trouble.
It's all wrong.
I don't mind raisins in my shreddy wheat, but stick any apples in my Weetabix. There's liable to be a riot. Oh, look, you didn't do that in time, did you?
Don't be so smug about it.
Here's the first one. That's the Go Sheilas.
It is.
Yadda yadda yadda. Track 9 of their Greatest Hits Volume 1, which I think is their first album. Yadda yadda yadda. That's the track 9, that's what it's called. Yadda yadda yadda. Big one. We played one a fortnight ago. This is our best of, and they're one of my favourite bands.
Played Unforgiven, didn't we?
We did. Unforgiven. Yeah. What did I think it was called?
Evil Care Bear.
Oh, Evil Care Bear. Evil Care Bear. Care Bear.
Proving that drugs do work.
Yeah. They do. Ibuprofen, man. I strongly recommend it.
It was the Manufair in I've last time.
In large amounts. What did you have?
The Manufair in ones, which ironically are pink. Yeah.
What's
ibuprofen, but it's the next one up.
Where'd you get that from? Why don't I have any?
Pharmacist.
No, do you mean at your house?
Yeah, they're my house.
Oh, I thought you meant I don't know.
No, but before in time, I say they're called Manufairing, but they're pink.
Oh, right. But they're fearing men, aren't they? They're fearing men.
Very good.
lots highly of time recommend for it. Yum, yum, yum. Painkillers. Yeah, anyway, that's from a fabulous album that Brett, the Tall Man, I'm calling him the Tall Man, I've added the on. What's the website? The Go Shielders, what's the website, Tony?
TheGoShielders.com.
Oh, I don't mean that. What's the MySpace page?
MySpace.com. There we go. Oh, hey. The MySpace.com/ The Go Shielders.
Yeah, I'm giving you 2 points for that because I saw the website first and you got that right as well.
Yeah.
Tony T, probably be an internet now. I'll tell you what, you beat me last week. I wonder if you beat me this week. I think you will, mate. You know all these. These are easy this week.
Check
really,
it.
Really easy, yeah. Do get that album. We've had a listen to it. You couldn't find a bad track, could you?
No.
You loved them all and you haven't even got to the end for their brilliant version of 9 and 9 Zig Love Ballon.
Ah.
Ich bleib im Bett. I wonder if my little Austrian babies are listening. Let's to hope. My fabulous German. Right, is it not that I haven't got a fabulous German. I met a lovely German boy in Spain.
Did you?
I think that might be one for next week. For my Benita special. That came out quite wrong.
Well, maybe it didn't.
Well, no, I didn't. I couldn't keep it in.
Fair enough.
He was lovely. I can't remember his name, but names are so important in a situation like that.
Yeah.
MySpace, latest comments. Did some last week, got some this week. How exciting. First one, in fact, it's myspace.com/punkyradio. We go on a lot about MySpace. That's because, basically, MySpace is resilient. It's come through these Facebook attacks and this Bebo nonsense, and it's still there.
It's still there.
And
still badly
bands are still adding us on it all the time, and it is the easiest way to get in touch with us. And Tony, you're going to have to accept that MySpace is better for us than Facebook.
Wow.
Well, it is, isn't it?
Wow.
It is. For this show, I mean.
Yeah.
We like Facebook. I like playing Scrabble, play poker. But in terms of this show, MySpace does us a lot of favours.
Yep.
So, admit it.
Nope.
Go on.
Nope.
Go on.
No.
If you don't talk, I won't talk. Then you'll have to talk. I'm cruel, aren't I? Just because it's the birthday anniversary show doesn't mean I'm going to give you an easy... You'd love an easy ride. You should meet my nice German boy. All right. So, anyway. Without thinking. Hola, das der Weiter, por favor. Or in your case, Paul, red wine. Hope you got home okay. It was a very good week by all. Hope you enjoyed your week with myself and the others. Anyway, take care and hope to see the both of you soon. Vomit. That's Ant from Vomit.
Nice.
I'm worried that he seems to think that I was hanging about with him and the others.
Were you?
Which others? Not the others.
Maybe he was seeing things.
Not the others.
Who knows?
I was seeing things. I was on 5 pints of red wine and I was fucked. Great photos on our MySpace Punky page. MySpace.com/punkyradio. Check out the Psychobilly meeting photos. They are quite funny. And Ant is the one with the pink quiff and the ring, the lip rings that make him look like Abe from Abe's Odyssey.
Oh, right, okay.
If that means anything to you.
Yeah, I remember Abe.
Yeah, I seem to remember my adoptive Austrian daughters finding him rather interesting. Now, and more about him next week. By the way, I would watch Tony. I think he's making a fake MySpace account. I got this in my inbox. Hey, what's up? I think you are pretty much one of the cutest girls I've ever seen. Ha ha, I'm serious, ha ha. But I'm also kind of wasted right now and I put on my ex-girl's G-string bikini and I'm wearing it now. Ha ha ha, I took a pic, want to see? Ha ha ha, Mike. Does he have an alter ego of Mike that you know of? Kayla. Right, so did you write that letter? Are you really called Mike?
No.
Because it sounded like, hey, what's up? I think you have a bikini. No, that's not you, is it? It's not you, is it?
Nah.
You're wrong, Kayla. The Kayla conspiracy gets it wrong.
Hey.
I bet we do know that Mike, though.
I bet we do.
I bet it's that bloke, the one I can't think of now, who sends us stuff once in a while, always under assumed profiles. The Laughing Man. I bet that's The Laughing
that's
Man.
Him.
It's The Laughing Man. He's called Mike. Or one of his names is Mike. It might just be one of the voices in his head. Where's his girlfriend's? No, that can't be him. He'd never get a girlfriend.
No.
Oh, ex-girlfriends.
He'd have one of them.
Ex-girlfriends, G-string
bikini. He would have one of them.
Yeah, it's the Laughing Man, Kayla. We think we know who he is. And I think he stalked her and her friends before. So I think she knows who it is. Thanks for adding me. I hope you will support me in my campaign against Nancy Pelosi in the 8th District of California. 2008 congressional elections.
Yeah.
Cindy Sheehan. We will send.
Hate that bitch.
We will. We've had a look at that Nancy Pelosi.
Ooh,
she's a right cowbag.
Cowbag.
No, but Cindy Sheehan, she was a war widow type. No, war mum loses her son type.
Oh, right, okay.
So it's like she's basically sticking one out there for the little man.
Right.
So absolutely fair enough. We support you completely, Cindy Sheehan. And if you go down our comments page, you can get onto hers, obviously, from that comment, which is fairly recent. Do check it out. So you thought I was taking the piss, didn't you, Tone? Turns out, mate, war. Huh. Good God, yeah, what is it good for? Arms manufacturers.
Oil. Like,
it's not good for oil.
It's not, is it?
It's no. Normally about it.
Yeah.
If it's war, huh, good God, yeah, what's it all about? Ow, probably oil.
Yeah. Okay.
That makes more sense. War, huh, good God, now what is it worked for? Jihad, jihad, jihad. War, huh, good God, now what is it good for? Squaddies. Thanks for the ad, Smacktards, but less grief about fetus next time. Jim Thurwell is a god. Slow burning car are the dogs. A poog, Mark. P.S. I'm just on the descent into the inferno. A chinkagda. How about some stingrays? Thought they'd be right up your street. First of all, I'm going to do your points backwards, Mark. Point number one, the stingrays are right on my street. And in fact, we used to play Wedding Ring on our old show on the Wanker Station. Whoa, whoa, Wedding Ring, whoa. Quite a bit.
The Wanker Station.
The Wanker Station, as it's now called.
Yeah.
Wanky 10 fuck.
Yeah, whatever it was.
Wanky 10 fuck. The smallest stages for anywhere. I used to love it there. I miss that station.
Yeah.
Anyway, we haven't got permission to play it on this show. If we do get permission to play Stingrays, we will play some. And nextly, you're right, Slow Burning Car are a very good band, and Troy's in the D-Mags as well, who nearly made it onto the best of this week.
Oh, yeah.
But we settled for the Goshinas. But the Goshinas and the D-Mags, both in the West Coast. Got to pick one. Goshinas most recent. Sorry, girls. Jim Thurwell is indeed a god. Are you familiar with the work of Fetus, Tone?
No.
Bludgeon round a parking lot, a man possessed and not a lot. Skin and bone and brains and things, legs back down to the ground. His constant companion is always at hand, making entries in his diary, the diary of sick man. He's very good.
Sounds catchy.
Yeah, it is, yeah. It is, I was into him over 25 years ago. 25 years ago.
Wow.
20 years ago. Fetus Interruptus, scraping fetus off the wheel. Basically, a mad bloke who lived in a shed in the middle of Australia and brought out industrial goth once every 2 years to scare the fuck out of teenagers around the globe.
Oh, good.
Some very good songs as well, though. Yeah, and lastly, no problem.
Excellent.
Thanks for the ad bit. Tony, you got any podcast, Ellie?
I do.
Cool.
Thank you all for your vote so far this
month. Have I talked to everything already? I can't have.
So, more or less, I think so. Is that the end of it, is it?
I don't know. I don't know what happens next.
Let's find out.
I think that might be the last one. That's the last one. Fuck, sorry, Tony.
Thank you all for your comments so far this month. But if you haven't voted so far, please do vote for us. Easiest way, go to punkradio.com. The top of the screen is important. Please vote for us link. Hit that, enter your email address and the subject in the comments if you so wish, because we'll read out the best comments. In fact, read all of them out.
It is the best of, so I can talk as long as I like. Fuck it.
Yep. First comment. What? I found out.
That's me told.
I found out about Punky Radio in a strange way, I suppose. Paulie and I pulled this hot bird and we're roasting her in the cab of my truck.
Sounds when, good.
As we were swapping ends, Paulie B said, "Punky," every time our eyes met, which was odd. Still, not as half as odd as this guy I spotted stroking off one off whilst watching Paulie B's ass. All in all,
uh-oh,
a good night. And I discovered the best podcast there is. Well,
yeah,
equal to TTN.
No, not equal.
Not
better.
Dinkle 007.
We're better. And I'll explain why later on. Because we're not petty.
No. Okay. Catching up on shows.
Good idea.
I'm a show behind. And just finished listening to The Shake Said Shake. That was a grievous song.
They nearly got on this week as well.
And that's on Twilight and Thebes.
Good effort, Twilight and Thebes. The Shake Said Shake and Paulie B said visit towns and look out for gun-toting hippies.
Exactly.
In third world areas.
Yeah, who live on the side of a dirty mountain.
They live on the side of a dirty mountain. I'd forgotten about that song because I drink too much.
Ah.
Yeah, yeah. Well, how did that song go? Twilight and Thebes, they live on the side of a dirty mountain. All harmonies.
Thank you.
You're getting better at this.
Yeah,
if you'd like to write a second verse to that song, please do email tony@punkyradio.com because I can't be bothered to learn it.
Yeah. Cooper, Smacktards, and so on. I would like to thank Punky for uniting a fan and a band from across the lands.
Oh, that's handy.
I'm Finnish, But even though it's a
not
small
yet, you haven't.
And boring country, before listening to Punky, I hadn't even heard of Sweatmaster.
Fancy that.
Which is now one of my favourite bands.
Quite right too.
I'm currently listening to some episodes from late 2007.
Ooh.
Having seriously fallen behind.
Crikey.
But I'm catching up.
Hooray.
That's some Jose 90.
Jose?
Interesting.
A good Finnish name.
Interesting.
Jose the Finn.
Is it, well, it's J-O-O-S-E. I'm thinking Jose. Might
J-O-O-S-E. It'll be Hoos.
Hoos.
It'll be Jose, will it? Can I see Jose the Finn? The Finn?
The guy I worked with went to Finland last week. Went to,
on
went
purpose?
To, went to...
Turkey.
Turkey, yeah.
It was Turkey.
It was Turkey.
Get
I'm
in.
Like, Sweatmaster.
I've got to go to Turkey.
Yeah, he's got a lady. He's got a lady lives there.
He's got anyway. a lady. In Turku with who's? Hey, Jose. Jose the Finn.
Yeah, could be. You never know. Punky the Power Podcast. There's only one reason not to listen to Punky, and that's if you're deaf and there's no one to sign for you. Spoony. Thank you, Spoony.
Thank you, Spoony.
And finally, brilliant.
Spoony listens to TTN as well.
Does he?
After Wurzen.
Brilliant. You guys just keep on uniting me with bands from across the land.
Don't we?
Making me laugh my ass off while doing it. Year after year.
And here's an effect. Whoa!
Nice. Give it the good work.
I don't need that that production bollocks. I just move the mic away from my mouth. Watch this. Whoa! See? Brilliant.
Nice. Keep up the good work, you twats.
Why haven't we had an award?
P.S. I don't really think you're twats, but the podcast alley comment etiquette requires me to call your name.
It does, really. If you're not going to insult us, it's hardly worth voting.
Tommy Ashburn.
Thank you, Tommy. And please do vote for us at Podcast Alley. I'm sorry once again that I talked for too long, but I've got so much genius to impart.
Okay.
Next track, The Lurkers. Thank the Lord, a brilliant band coming up right now. This is from their album, Fried Brains. We've already played half of it.
Yes.
And then we played through it, and you're going, we played that one. I'm going, yeah, we played that one, haven't we? We played that one. But so we've got basically, there's 14 tracks on it. We've got all the way to track 12 before we found one that we wanted to play. And it's a good job because we played track 13. so this is the reason that I wanted to play this one. I'll tell you about it afterwards. I've been talking for too long. Tony, what is The Lurkers MySpace page?
MySpace.com/ The Lurkers Punk.
No, good idea. MySpace.com/ The Lurkers Official. This is Revenge of the Dogs. Some human beings twisted and obscene. Don't like their evil ways. They need an early grave. Yeah, we understand. They got devil hands. Yeah, we have felt the pain that they deal out. Revenge of the Dogs. The Dogs. Revenge of the Dogs. The Dogs. The Dogs. The Dogs. Gonna fight off their faces for all our drowned brothers. They're starving and abandoned. They didn't bother to throw them away like they were trash on the motorways. Their heads would get smashed. Revenge, revenge of the dogs. The dogs. Revenge, revenge of the dogs.
Gonna hunt them down and turn the tables round. Yeah, we will survive. Leave better than alive. Their time is over. It's payback time for Rover. Revenge.
Her hair is short and brown. She's supposed to be town. She's sexy and she's slender. And I would like to befriend her. She drives me even more mental than Ann Davies, who used to be on Central. She's penny busting. Whoa, penny busting. Whoa, penny busting. Whoa, penny busting. See, I thought about that then, right? When they were doing that song, that's exactly the same chord sequence as on. For those of you who are huge fans of Paul B. Edwards, may know that in the early to mid 90s, one of the highlights of his fabulous set was the classic penny busting about a newsreader from the Look East region. it was a fairly localised hit. But I was very pleased with her hair is short and brown. She supports Ipswich Town, which I don't even think she did.
Right.
She was the one who was on Children in Need once. She was the Look East. Did I tell you about it? She was the Look East rep for Children in Need. You know, they have one in each region that they go to. She was the one, and she was standing outside a hospital in Norwich, and they cut live to her before she realised they were live. Right, and the camera went live to her on Children in Need, and she hit this kid over the back of the head and said, "If you don't shut up, you won't be on the telly." Anyway, Penny, it's fantastic. I think that was one of those things that went into the BBC vault and can't ever be shown again. But everyone in the Look East region thought it was the funniest thing they've ever seen. It's absolutely fantastic. I was inspired to write a song about her.
Nice.
Children in Need, mate. Hitting a kid. Children in Need. Fucking fantastic. Sorry. Anyway, that is The Lurkers from their album Fried Brains, and do buy it. It's absolutely brilliant. And that was a clever bit of editing by us, because I'd said we were going to, not editing, live as it goes on stuff.
Yeah.
Mixing.
As proof by last week, there's no post-production on this show.
There is, really isn't. Because I said, listen, I'm going to start that one again when it finishes, then realised there's a riff on it. I thought I could maybe get away with it at the end, and did it just spot on, first time round, like the professionals we are. Fuck you all. Right.
Fuck you all. That's right. Happy birthday. Thanks for sticking with us. Fuck you all.
No, I don't mean the listeners. Yeah, they're brilliant. I mean, all those other wankers. I nearly said the C word then. I'm going to try not to do it this week. So, I do like Facebook after slagging it off. I play Scrabble on it quite a lot. I've won my 150th game. Thanks for asking.
Nice.
And I've been losing a bit of poker, but you know, I'm not so bothered about poker now.
Oh, no.
I've proved I can do it. I've proved I can do it.
It got you on telly. Oh, you got on telly playing
poker. I should get back on it as well, doing that. I still do play, but I'm not playing every, you know, until dawn.
Every hour.
Like I was doing.
Yeah.
I found other things to fill my life. Like ibuprofen.
Yeah.
Anyway, on Facebook, if you add me as a friend, and I'm sorry, I have lagged behind a little with this recently, but if you add me as a friend, I will make up something stupid about how we met. Or you can make it up yourself, and I do prefer that. Because I've only got so many ideas, I've used up most of them. I'm having to recycle. So if you do think of something funny, as I met randomly for the wave, when you add us, when you add me, when you've seen we've been added and that, write something daft in the Met randomly, it'll get read out alphabetically in a strange system I have. Seeing as we've been doing this for quite a long time now, but I'm back on H again.
Right.
Elliot Humphreys. Elliot.
Uh-huh.
Now, you know that Elliot is a slightly effete member of the Chester community with an interest in emo music, but we've let that go, seeing he is a regular listener, even though he hates nearly all the music we play.
That's the fella.
I still love him. However, do you know how we met?
How did you meet?
He wrote this himself. We met randomly in 1995. Me and Paul used to own our own Monkeys What Do Dance factory until it was blown up by a rival company. And the monkeys were stolen. We then stopped being friends when Paul stole a pack of custard creams, a big pack, from me, and I choose not to forgive him for it. And now we hate each other. I still crave that lovely cream, open brackets, and I miss the monkeys, close brackets. He is disturbed. Now...
He misses the cream.
He does.
It's the little things that make me smile.
I know. What, like spunk in the face.
Yeah.
Yep, that's gotcha. Oops,
it's one
sorry.
In the eye.
That's one in the eye. Wait. Kieran Kennedy.
Yes.
I think he listens to Punky. I don't know exactly how we met, but what I've got down here is that we met randomly. Do you know how?
How did you meet?
I think Kieran wrote this. No, he couldn't. This must be me. Oh, yeah. Kieran and I, it's me, were sent to Earth from our home planet of Zadnog to teach tramps to drink Lynx. It won't sober them up, but at least they'll start attracting the ladies again and we can go home to our eight-breasted wifelets and our radar dogs.
Okay.
Matthew King. Do you know who Matthew King is?
No.
You've met him?
Have I?
Math from Lord Bishop, who did the Lord Bishop Rocks, co-promoted with me. when he was a DJ. The big lumbering type at the back of the room all night, DJing.
What, the recent gig?
Yeah.
Can't remember.
The one that you were at and that.
Yeah.
Yeah, Math was there anyway.
Okay.
But, and this is kind of, some of this is, I think some of this is true and some of this is made up. Would you like to know how we met?
How did you meet?
Well, we met randomly, but I have to tell you that we travelled to Hitchin on the train with Alex, the artist formerly known as Lady Vader, together. We met randomly on platform 2 at Lechford Railway Station. We have also met upstairs in the George at Club 85, fuckers, and by the entrance to The Wind, Lechford's premier site for bric-a-brac and underused coffee shops. Christopher LeBlanc.
Yes.
That I can safely say. Would you like to know how me and Christopher met?
How did you meet?
We met randomly and Christopher wrote this. Paul and I met in 1977 at the International Zoological Stroke Zombie and Telephone Workers Alternative Training Conference, commonly known as Is a Twat.
Nice.
In Las Vegas, Nevada. I was running a booth on zombie survival and how it pertains to the life of your everyday international telephone worker in the modern world. Paul was there to hit on international telephone workers. So what's new? Paul Limburn. Are you familiar with Paul Limburn?
I am familiar with his work.
Well, me and him did actually meet randomly.
Okay.
Everything about that man is random, but we met randomly. Paul and I are both really ladies, but we dress up as men when we go out because we both have the freakish ability to do a wee like fellas, and we like to go into their bogs and surprise them. He will never know that I said that because he doesn't listen to this show because he's too random.
God.
Tony, have you got a twat?
I do.
See, I had one then, didn't I? That's clever, wasn't it?
But I say I haven't got many left. In fact, I have none left at the moment. So
send twat,
please. Do immediately send me twat.
Send twat
immediately now as you listen.
Twat alert. Twat alert.
if you go to
my
nominate,
apologies to the bloke in the flat upstairs.
Yeah. Email me tony@funkyradio.com. I want the twat's name, where they're from, and the reason for the nomination. All twats gratefully received. Everyone guaranteed a reply from me.
You lucky Thanks. People.
Okay, this week's is
and
from
girls. Me. Send your wet knickers.
Oh no, don't. No, oh, it's a poor maybe.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Make sure you cellophane wrap them so they're still damp when they arrive. I believe that's how they do it on eBay.
How did you mean?
I'm told.
Okay, this week's from Lisa.
Sorry,
I've got a nomination.
From who?
Lisa. I've got a nomination if it is a twat.
Do we know Lisa?
No.
You seem very sure.
Yes. I am. Well, all right, then. My retarded, gullible, Chinese-sounding, stank-ass hooker, German teacher, Madame Frau Koslowski.
Madame Frau Koslowski?
Koslowski. Dubbed Koslo.
Koslo, like it.
Unfortunately...
You don't sound German to me.
No.
Sounds Polish or something.
Unfortunately
but
for
teaching
you...
teaching German, I understand they got a bit of practice about 56 years ago.
Stop it. Unfortunately for you,
got over it.
This spawn of Satan happens to be from England.
Bugger. No, not that.
An English name either. She's travelled around Europe for a while, then for some reason decided to infect my hometown in Titusville, Pennsylvania. Unfortunately, the school, obviously not learning its lesson, hired Koslo to teach German in addition to the god-awful French classes.
Losers.
How could they learn from someone who keeps a baguette in a potted plant? She'll give us a giant list of vocabulary to
memorise.
I've memorize.
Got a fact about baguettes. I'll tell you later.
Okay.
Sorry.
In order to fill in the time of not learning, we began to play all sorts of fun pranks on her, such as...
Learning German.
alphabet magnets. Amusing ourselves
Ooh,
by
like
spelling
those.
Fun words like fuck, twat, German sucks, and I hate this class on her blackboard. 2. Air Aid. Invented prank where one of us would whistle and we all sit under our desk for oncoming Nazi planes.
Hang
did
on
that
a minute.
Four times in one day.
Hang on a minute.
She's English. How can...
No, hang on. She's got a Polish surname. She's teaching German. Do you want to maybe stop that now? I am sure about this.
Thanks, voices in the head.
Was that my voices or your voices in
the head? I don't know.
Do you want to know my baguette fact? Before we go any further.
Okay.
No, I'll save it.
Save it for me, because this is a long one.
Oh, Christ, all right.
3. Just being a twat. About every other sentence she says is, say it in German.
Yeah, like, pass us the bed thing and I'll put on something
else. Case in point, one boy in our class said, Kyle is gay, and she instantly said, say it in German. How do you say it? Kyle is gay in German. Kyle is froh. So she's also been spreading.
Was?
Kyle is froh.
Is he?
apparently.
Really?
Mm. That's not all, Tony. That's not all. To annoy her, we would wait until she said something retarded.
Likes an Ina Bum and Funnin.
Ina Bum and Funnin.
Bum and Funnin. Here we go. Look, I'm playing Marl for the game.
Okay.
It's up. It's on. It's going.
To annoy her, we would wait until she said something retarded about German culture in that fucking fake accent and using our We're Only Ignorant Americans disguise. Ask her, what would the Queen think of that repeatedly? Terribly sorry.
She's German as well.
Terribly sorry to drag the Queen into this, but we're only ignorant Americans.
Yes, you are.
We've also taken advantage of her being removed from American culture by making up words. She asked us what we call braces in America. The answer being, braces, was a little too dull. So I told her we called them predentures. Simply for believing me, because loads of twat.
Yeah, but what they call the other braces? They have got another name for them, haven't they? No, they're retainers.
Retainers. Oh, yeah.
They call braces retainers.
I don't know.
And then they call braces braces.
I don't know.
Yeah, I know this.
It also took us about half an hour to explain that cut the cheese actually did mean to fart. I wonder why she didn't want to believe us. Weird. The twatchiest moment for her, though, is from when I was ignoring her, surprise, and she decided to say something about it for the first time all year, sitting sideways on my desk due to a painful back, long story. She told me to pay attention, to which I replied, why start now? She said, please turn around, you're being disrespectful. I said, I don't have any respect for you, and besides, my back hurts. To which she replied, I don't believe you. Can you believe that? What a fucktard. No fear, though, I made up for it by buying googly eyes to glue to her potted plants.
Is this after you've edited this one?
Yes.
Oh, that's finished. You might as well want to put the bed down now.
That's right, that's near the end of now. Yeah, but right. I cut a lot of that out.
Right.
So anyway, that's it. Coslo is a twat. Lisa from Titusville.
Ooh.
Ready?
Yep.
So, Coslo from Titusville, Pennsylvania...
Is a twat. Here's the next one. I had a dream and you know how it keeps me awake.
You
That's war, that is.
War, apparently war.
What is it good for? You might as well stick those birds straight on, mate.
You reckon?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
Okay.
Stick the birds straight on. Hit the plating down the bottom.
I kind of hit that and it should come on.
Oh, well, there you go. These are the Hispanic girls, of course. These are. It's apparently quite difficult to understand what we're saying over this stuff.
Is it?
Yeah.
Couldn't
so
do.
How suitable that it should be in the commercial break. But I go, oh, I'll tell you about that. That was Queen V. They were your choice. I should explain.
Oh, right.
That you've chosen three of them, kind of, and I've chosen three of them, kind of. That's right, isn't it? Is it?
Yes.
Yeah, and that's Queen V that we brought back from. I brought back from the States.
Yeah.
Ironically, they're from New York, but they were played on KCLA Troy's Room in California when I was out there, and he gave me the CD. So there you go, mate. Take it back to England. Played on Punky. So this has circumnavigated a third of the globe, this CD.
Excellent.
Not bad, is it? Well done, Queen V.
Worth it, it's one of the ones I remember.
And that was track two, Die For You. We played Ecstasy before, which got you very excited.
Did.
The album's 3 years old. It's Royal Noise Recordings. The website is queenv.com. What I want to know is, Tony, what's their MySpace page?
MySpace.com/QueenV.
It is. Tony. No, it's Tony 2, probably being Internet 1. You're going to get the next three, mate. You've absolutely thrashed me here. But one thing you haven't thrashed me on is your knowledge of GoDaddy. Have you been... I imagine you've forgotten about them from last week, have you?
Completely.
Tony, let me fill you in.
Okay. And then you can tell me about GoDaddy.
All right. Essentially, they're a web services provider, so when you get on there, you will quickly and easily discover that you can get a great deal on domains, web hostings, SSL certificates, which are...
SSLs.
...and increased site traffic, as well as opportunities to auction off existing domain names that you no longer need, shopping cart constructions, and easy podcasting. So all you would-be Tonys out there... Podcasting easy. Easy podcasting. Ha-ha. So all you would-be Tonys out there... might just be able to have a go at it yourselves after all. Everything is laid out really simply on the site, and if you type in the order code PUNKY1, that's
PUNKY1
into the space provider, you can get an additional 10% off. It's particularly good in the UK as well, because there's now a PUNKY2 code which entitles you to 20% off any purchase over 25 nicker. It's a no brainer. And why is that, Tony?
Because the exchange rate is baby.
Very nicely done. Yeah. So go to GoDaddy.com for all your internet and web hosting needs. That's something the my Austrian baby said to me once or twice.
What's that?
In Spain, GoDaddy.
Sure, there wasn't no daddy.
No, it was just go. pretty sure of that. Now, what was my fact that I was going? I'm not telling you that. Cut the cheese. Like, no, I'm saving that. I'm saving my baguette fact. It's a winner. Because it involves Austria.
Okay.
I'm going Austrian crazy.
Austrian baguettes.
Yeah. As far as cut the cheese meaning fart goes, if you're having to persuade someone that cut the cheese means fart, I was just wondering whether you could turn it around.
Okay.
And say, when you're actually going to cut cheese, say, would you like me to fart? And the only one who says no, you keep your cheese. If you've got some really nice cheese that you don't want to give to your friends, when about to slice it, you say, would anybody like me to fart? And if they say no,
keep your cheese.
You keep your cheese. Maybe that could be a phrase of the week for this anniversary 3-year birthday edition. Keep your cheese. If in doubt, keep your cheese. Hey man, how's it going? I'm keeping my cheese.
Keeping my cheese.
I like it. I'm keeping my cheese. Oh, you've been farting in public again? Yes, I have. I'm keeping my cheese. I'm writing it in as phrase of the week.
Okay.
Keep the cheese. Might have a problem here. Because
what's that?
Because the laptop killer's been up to no good again.
Oh, what?
My C key won't work now.
Well, it stops you spelling certain words.
It means I keep having to call people fucking unts. Yes. It is. The R key's about... I think there's a bit of toast under the keyboard that's moving around.
Right,
it's gone
okay.
Rock hard now. It's like a collapsed star under the laptop. And it's just like one key a week is just screwing up. I can't believe it's a virus that would be an actual physical lump. No.
It does seem to keep moving around, yeah.
Yeah, well, it's now taken out the A key, then the R key, and now the C. The rest of it's been working quite well since you did your magic get rid of the horrible homepage thing.
Mm.
It's been all right. Everything else is all right. It's just the C doesn't work. And it's really annoying. It's C's involved in a lot of words.
It is.
That I use.
Yes.
Crack.
Coke.
coke. Cock.
Yeah.
I'm pretty much fooked without it. Tone, can you talk for a minute?
Okay, we don't mention the internet radio stations.
Not yet. You can go straight for iTunes, mate. I know you'd be happier that way.
If you are on iTunes, please do make sure you're subscribed to the show. It's still the best way to listen to it and the way that, you know, helps us out the most. And if you are on iTunes, do review us. If you go to the iMusic Store page, you can have a search for Punky, or you can follow the iTunes link on our MySpace page, myspace.com/Punky Radio. Click the iTunes link, you'll see our Punky Radio page, where you can subscribe, download any of the episodes, read the reviews, and post your own. So post your own review, 5 stars only, people, and we'll read them out. We read the UK and the US reviews, they help us out, move up the featured rankings, and it doesn't cost you anything.
Oh, you move up my featured rankings.
Thank you.
I'm back.
Okay.
All right, well done. Yes, basically, subscribe to iTunes and stop fucking about. And leave a review while you're there. Now in tone. I don't know, we might have another yet. So we might have, I might be talking absolute bullshit. I think we have got another one.
Yeah?
Let's see. Yeah.
Okay. This is that. This is, okay.
This is what?
Is this gone on to the next song already?
No, this is still the same one.
Is it?
This is the last bit, yeah. Okay. So we haven't talked for 6 minutes, have we, already? I'm sure you can just tap something on there and find out. But anyway, it doesn't matter. Because it's time for track four. And on this best of, our kind of best of, we haven't played a lot of Planet Smasher this year. I know we play their bed every week. We've got two beds, so they're on every week now. But this is from one of their older albums called No Self Control. I'm just looking for when it came out. 2003. 5 years ago. They're on the Union Labour Group, which my former friend Mike McGee was on, but he just doesn't reply to anything anymore.
Oh.
I don't know what happened there. Anyway, he stupidly gave us the rights to absolutely everything on the Union Labour Group, so it doesn't matter whether he likes me or not, really. No, Mike, if you're listening, get back in touch, man. We'd like some more stuff from you, because we're running dry and we want some more, basically. The Planet Smashers are one of the best bands we've ever played on this show. Also a great band live. Yeah, we've had the good fortune to see live. They're an absolutely fantastic band. Do buy everything of theirs you possibly can. Tony, what's their MySpace page?
MySpace.com/Planet Smashers.
Oh, yeah, well done. I thought you were going to go with the there, but you can't. You left it. MySpace.com/Planet Smashers. That's Tony 3, Paulie B, and the Internet 1. And this is track 10 from this great album. All the albums are great. This is called Going Out.
To a bad boat bed. We're going out tonight, feeling alright.
That's great, isn't it? That's great. This is Mustang Lightning. This is great. And I wonder if this is great. Can't do it.
Not quite, now. But it's German beer, so of course it's great.
Out of tune.
Yeah.
Out of tune, but efficient. A bit like Kraftwerk. now in time. Yes. All right. Do you ever listen to any other podcasts anymore?
Only Total Nonsense.
Do you still listen to that?
Yes.
Cool, because I haven't had the chance to, because it's just too long for me to get started on now.
Okay.
And I don't really like to just get through half an hour and then give up, or get through an hour and give up, or just cut straight to the end I don't know whether you got the impression, but I seem to. I know. Presumably, I haven't heard them for a few shows. They haven't mentioned us, have they? They haven't nothing.
Only
mentioned.
Briefly.
Yeah. They just kind of. I don't know. I just got the impression that they were. I don't know that they. Well, they're fans more than them, but they all started seeing it as a bit of a competition between them and us. Which,
well,
it was a jokey competition to start with.
Yeah.
But that was only jokey. But then it's not now. It's just like.
Is it? Well, I think. One of their fans, Andrew, is trying to spark something up.
Well,
between us, but that's just him.
Yeah, well, it's going to involve me listening for anything to happen there, isn't it? Yeah. That's the thing that they
He was like,
they do a good podcast, but I am currently too busy to listen to it.
Yeah.
In fact, they do one of the best podcasts, but I am too busy to listen to it, in that I don't listen to any others unless they're short and I've got a bit of time. So that's that. I know, and it's just a bit odd.
They've not really said anything.
No,
they've
got no reason to.
Yeah. The only thing that happened last show was Andrew sent a clip in and listen to this. Oh, see what Punk is saying about you. Ooh. It was cut, and it's one of the comments we read out, and we were joking about it.
Oh,
and
right.
It was just him trying it, and John Scott went. Can't quite understand what's going on there, because it was completely out of context.
It is completely
but
out of
Andrew
context.
But Andrew was like trying to say, let's start something off.
It seems to be half a dozen of their Chomsky eating listeners.
Yeah. But no, they're
see,
fine.
See, our listeners are good because they're just alcoholic and stupid.
Yeah.
We don't have the same issues that their 15 or 16 listeners have. Now, the other thing was that Air Out My Shorts, I listened to their most recent episode.
Okay.
Right. Now, they're also on the Pod Right Network. We're all friends with each other.
Yeah.
Right. And they started reading out the Podcast Alley comments.
Okay.
But these are going back over a few months. Now, they've been staying quite high up the charts just by sending out a mass email to people and getting people to vote, but no one's leaving comments. So Preston Button started reading the comments out, and Air Out My Whore. The word whore.
She stinks.
The word whore. she needs a good airing, that woman. Right. She started slagging off the comments because they were basically once a month.
Oh, right.
And they were always a little bit different, but clearly the only comment they was getting was from me once a month, and everyone else was just voting. So rather than say, oh, isn't that nice, Paulie B's voting every month,
yeah,
she said, oh, this is pathetic. And he said, oh, he must have some electronic thing set up to automatically vote for us every month. And I don't.
No, you just do it.
I vote for them because they're on the Podright Network and they're our friends, and that's why.
Mm.
And I didn't think it was very nice.
No.
I just thought it was a bit, I thought it was fucking uncalled for.
Yeah.
I just thought, if you don't like the fact that you're getting comments from me, just don't fucking bother reading them out. Don't start reading them out and then slag them off, and I'm trying to do you a favour.
Well,
it was just a bit odd.
They're not the best prepared show, though, are they? Clearly.
What, not like us, you mean?
Exactly. Look at my little den.
Your den is looking lovely. You've even got an empty plate where I made you a lovely pizza.
Oh, that was very nice pizza.
Did you like my jumbo sausage?
I do like your jumbo sausage.
I think
we've... And the special sauce as well.
I think we've overfed ourselves, but I have got a little treat for you.
I couldn't finish the pizza. It's completely killed me.
I've got a little treat for you that I completely forgot to get out. That sounds wrong on so many levels.
Oh, it's my birthday. Great.
I tell you what, Tone, while you're in detail telling people about the Waste System with particular interest and aspect on internet radio and pirate radio, I'm going to go and get you a little treat.
Okay.
Seeing as it's your birthday.
Thank you. Well, the first thing to mention is of course, our sponsors, our home, BT Podshow. Our BT Podshow page is punkyradio.btpodshow.com. You can download all the latest episodes from there. You can always listen to the latest one inside the site itself. You can join BT Podshow and become a friend and review the show, leave us a comment. Or you can visit our own homepage, punkyradio.com. The latest show will always be available from the front page of that site. and we will try and update the rest of it at some point. Alternatively, you can subscribe through iTunes. One of the best ways to do it, click the iTunes link on either our Punk Radio page or our MySpace page, and you can go to our music store page and download all the episodes and subscribe. Internet radio stations. 112 hussyskunk.com is we're on 3 times a week at 3 different times of day. Check out the site www.hussyskunk.com. When we're not on, it's Wall to Wall Punk Radio and I think a few other shows as well. But if you like punk, listen to it, basically. Also, we're on Wicked Radio, which is a pirate radio station and internet radio station. Wickedradio.org. We're on 13 pirate radio stations around the world. And we're on every night. Oh, what's this? Oh, hello. We're on every night. We're on 5 days a week in the week. And at the weekends, we're on as well.
Because we're so great.
The weekends, the new shows are on. And in the week, you can catch repeats of the old favourites. Wickedradio.org. And again, when we're not on, full of punk music and good shows. And it's free.
And I've got you a special treat of some Jamaican ginger and fruit cake.
Nice.
And a Jaffa cake bar.
Oh.
How about that, eh? Don't say I don't treat you.
Oh, that's nice.
The fruit cake has been, and that the fruit cake has matured slightly as well. Look at that, I've got back just in time to tell you about the next track. That is fantastic. Well done, Oz. Well done you for talking there, Tane.
Thank you.
Song 5 on this birthday best of special, Plastron. You know I've been loving Plastron. Stick a Plastron. I need to stick a Plastron. You know, I cut my fingers in 4 places in the space of a day and then went to Spain. It's never recovered. Big pardon. Now, what was I doing here? Oh, I'm playing the title track. This is from the album, Enchanted Evening. Now, I'm just shouting back here while I get it to the right track here, but what I'm doing basically is... This is a long one. Tone, we can probably start playing this any second now, but it doesn't matter. We'll sort it out. What I want to know straight away, Tone, what is Plastron's MySpace page?
MySpace.com/Plastron.
Right, I'm taking 3 points off.
MySpace.com/Plastron.
Yeah, it is. Plastron. Plastron. That's Tony 4, Paulie B and Internet 1. This is from their fabulous album, Enchanted Evening, that Anne Kay went and bought straight away as soon as she heard Scary Circus. It's a fantastic, fantastic album. They're from near Fishtown.
Yeah.
So I'm planning a trip out there at some point, whether we'll ever get you on a plane again, I don't know.
I doubt it. I really doubt it.
Next time you go to Germany, you're going to get the ferry?
Yeah.
Are you?
Yeah.
You can drive?
Yeah.
Very sensible.
Yeah.
Kind of. But where are you going to get the ferry from?
Don't know. I don't know yet.
Well.
Depends. We're going to plan to try and... I'd like to see Hamburg, but I don't know if you can get a ferry straight there.
Well, yeah, but it's going to take a very long time.
Mm.
Your best bet is Harwich to the Hook. And drive through Holland, because Holland's a tiny country.
Yeah.
And then Dusseldorf isn't far over the border from Holland, is it? So
no.
That would be my chosen route.
And could we go through Amsterdam as well?
You could, Tony, but you'll freak out on the wrong side of the road in a busy city, so I would suggest just taking motorways.
But my girlfriend is used to driving on that side of the road.
Oh, that's the point. She'll drive it, will she? Of course, she'll drive on the other side, and you know, she'll just drive all the way, won't she?
Yeah, of course she will.
Get leathered. Sorry, love, I'll get boat scared.
Yeah. That's my plan.
Anyway, alright, well, how did we start talking about that? It doesn't matter, really.
Plane journeys,
yeah. So, anyway, this band are great. That's the long and short of it. And this is the title track of their album, Enchanted Evening. What's it called, Tony?
Enchanted Evening?
Very good. Thank you. Well, how about that?
Always good.
Plastron, I'm loving them. I'd love to see them live. They've got a real crazy B-52s feel and look about them. Do check out their MySpace page as well. It's very, very impressive. And that is a great bit of mixing, Tony. All I did then was start to roll up a little prison fag. And that nice. Could sound wrong in so many circumstances. Mm. And before I knew it, the Dead 60s were on. Yeah. Absolutely brilliant. Now, before we do the big competition, this is the big competition, I'm thinking of making this an annual thing, because I know that this show makes us no money at all and is costing us an increasing amount in petrol yeah. and time, and we really don't have time to make this show anymore, quite frankly, but yeah. we love it so much, or I do, that we can't stop. And let's face it, Tony, neither of us would be anything without this show, so we really ought to keep it going at whatever expense. I am now going to, and so basically the big competition that we're going to be doing in this show, we're going to do once a year, and I'm going to make more of a point of it next year. So this year it is a good prize in that there's loads and loads of stuff. Next year there'll be fuck loads of stuff that I'll have to pay for a fucking trunk to send it to get someone, because it will undoubtedly be won by someone in Ulaanbaatar, or our first ever North Korean listener.
Yeah,
we'll win it. And I'll have to walk down there myself, get all the relevant paperwork, stay in quarantine for 6 months, probably go to prison for a bit, and then eventually give them the CDs. What I'm saying is, we put the fucking work in. But just before I do that, and it's a great competition this week, you will find out about it, the truth about baguettes.
Okay.
They're not French. They okay. are, in fact, Austrian.
Are they?
Yeah, and they didn't hit France until the mid-19th century, when the French finally got the oven technology to make crusty bread.
Oven technology.
It was oven technology. There was a sort of oven that made them, that made baguettes soft on the inside, crusty on the outside.
All right.
Right, and they no one knew how. Didn't know how in France. Not a clue. Wanted them. They tasted them from afar, but they never had them. And they were an Austrian thing. And the Austrians invented the baguette. I believe it was called Das Baguetten. No, not sure about that. But anyway, the long and the short of it is, big baguettes, small baguettes. That's the long and the short of them. See what I've done there? No, the long and the short of it is, the French didn't invent baguettes. One of their most... I don't think they invented onions either. I think they just really? Occurred naturally over time. They've got nothing going from the French.
No.
Except Jean Bleu, a great
of
band.
Of course.
Poupinac. I love that band. But yeah, so basically, Austrians invented baguettes. All the roofs in Vienna are green. And so are all the boys. They all have green hair. Every Austrian boy born within the Viennese city limits is born with green hair. Did you know that?
No.
Yeah, it's true. They have to be dyed at birth. The rest of Austria is fine. There's something in the water. There's something okay. in the water. It's only the boys. The girls don't get it. It's just the boys. All boys. If you don't... Right. Look it up after the show. And all of you listeners out there, look up Viennese green boys. You'll find out all about them. Right. Basically,
not Vietnamese lady boys.
No, Viennese no. green okay. boys. And don't get carried away. They tell you about the wireless thing when I was in LA. That the hotel said, oh yeah, we've got wireless internet. Just go on there, plug it straight in. And the only wireless internet I had access to was Thai Town Trannies.
Thai Town Trannies.
Thai Town Trannies. I was very near Thai Town, and there were some trannies around. Right, it's competition time.
It is.
A very easy question, but I'm going to tell you. They've said this is Dead 60s, yeah.
yeah.
But very easy question. That sounds lovely. Right. Now.
Yeah, sorry about the noise.
We have in this competition, our first annual competition, a signed photograph of the Horrifics.
Nice.
Right. We have. Right, I'm going to do. We have a Plastron sticker.
Nice.
We also have a Guanabat sticker, some comedy stickers, some Horrific stickers, Frenzy of Tongs. Badges, you're getting a bit more interested now?
Yeah.
They're pins.
I love badges.
They're all pins. They're pins for you, Yanks. They're not badges.
Okay.
We also have a Frenzy of Tongs t-shirt, boy size, and a Hollywood Suicide t-shirt, girl size.
Nice.
So this could be a good one for you couples out there. Not that anyone listens to Bunkies in a successful relationship. We also have a comedy CD, and Horrifics CD, Death Zone CD, and Leather Zoo CD.
Okay.
If I can find two more CDs to put in this comp, I will, and then you'll have a punky show, basically.
Ah, right, okay.
And we'll sign something as well. I don't know what we'll sign.
Okay.
But we'll sign something as well. So, we haven't got any punky merch, have we?
No.
We're not.
You could chuck Paul B's CD in.
I could. I could. I'll put, whether you like it or not, you'll also win a Paul B's last CD. Good idea, Tank. So to win all of those things, all I want you to do is, I know this is a two-part answer.
Right.
Right. Send to paulieb@punkyradio.com, titling your email, big competition. Hope you're listening. paulieb@punkyradio.com, titling your email, big competition. The answer to two questions. They both have to be right. Right. Where do baguettes come from? And all Austrian boys in Vienna are born with green hair, true or false? And I want the correct answer.
Nice.
Okay. So to recap, question number one, where are baguettes originally from? And question number two, Austrian boys born in the born within the city limits of Vienna are all born with green hair, true or false? And I want the correct answer.
Cool.
And you've got a week and a bit from when this show goes out.
Right.
No, you won't. You only have a week. You'll have, right. Basically, you've got 5 days from now. Run. Run to the internet and find out, okay? Soon as possible. Also, we haven't mentioned Poetry Corner this week. If you have any poems for Poetry Corner, paulieb@punkyradio.com, tightly email Poetry Corner. Or if you have a joke or of some such sort, Comedy Suburbs, paulieb@punkyradio.com, Comedy Suburbs. What are the tracks, Tone?
Tracks, name, location and reason to me, tony@punkyradio.com. Do it now. I need twats.
Tony needs twat, ladies and gentlemen. I have just realised I haven't put in the last song yet.
That's okay.
Right. Uh-oh. I don't even know where it is. Oh, there it is. Look, it's hiding under my gold leaf. Now,
you have a gold leaf?
I've got a gold leaf, yeah.
Wow.
Now then, you'll find out more about this next week when I finally do my Pineda Psychobilly meeting special.
Okay.
But the day before Guanabats got there, they were doing a gig in Sardinia. Do you know who the support band was?
Knox.
Yeah. How about that? How about
excellent.
That? They were saying, yeah, we're on with this nice band, Knox. Went, oh, I love Knox. They're going, what, you've heard of them? Went, yeah, fuck, I have. They're brilliant. And so has every listener to Punky Radio ever.
Yeah.
And the last band this week, one of my favourite bands of this year, little bit of psychobilly to finish the show off. This is Knox. What's their MySpace page, Tony?
MySpace.com/Knox.
It is. It's Tony 5, Paulie B the Internet 1, on this anniversary birthday special, a veritable thrashing. This is Buio y Sangre Nella Strada, which I'm going to make you say in a minute.
Rockin' your punch, what's that singin'?
I started talking too soon, and then I just sort of make some noises.
Nice.
Apparently, what they're singing there is the answers to this week's competition in detail.
Really?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. Bioi sangre nella strada, or something like that. It actually is B-U-I-O. I wonder if that's Boyo.
Boyo.
Boyo. Little bit of Welsh Italian psychobilly there. Oh. In the gloaming, in the gloaming.
Oh, we haven't played any decent Welsh stuff in ages.
We haven't, have we?
No.
Should we have done? Escape in Progress, it was.
Were they?
Yeah.
Belvindicor?
They're from Bridgend.
Huh.
Yeah, Escape in Progress, mate. Belvindicor's dead in the water. It's gone.
I'm just clinging on to the past.
You are. You're something of a clinger.
Yeah. What can I say? I like Snickers and Mars bars.
There are three very good, well, I think three very funny Star Trek jokes, so I can only tell you two of them.
Okay.
How many years has Captain Kirk got?
Don't know.
Three. His left ear, his right ear, and his final frontier.
Yeah.
What has the Starship Enterprise and toilet paper got in common?
Don't know.
They're very good at wiping out Klingons.
Nice.
And the third one, I can't tell you. I'll tell you off air.
Why? Oh,
okay, right. No, he's out of order. He's out of order. I told Hamboy, always looking at the other day, and he went, "You must never repeat that joke in public," but that is very funny. It was one from the school ground, which doesn't make it all right.
You know you'll get people emailing us saying,
what is it? We tell us that joke. And no, I won't ever. We might make a future competition, see if anyone can guess it.
Okay.
But I won't be able to say it. I'll just say three of you got it right.
Two of you should be arrested.
Yeah. Well, I hope you've enjoyed our third birthday anniversary extravaganza that's a week early.
Yeah.
Thank you very much, by the way, for the feedback on the temporal shift show. We haven't even started talking about Doctor Who this week, have we? I might try and get a little bit of Doctor Who into the psychobilly meeting next week.
Okay.
Yeah. There's a bit of sci-fi there. I thought it was brilliant anyway, the last one. Did you like it? I thought it was great.
I did. I was put off by the regeneration thing at the beginning. I thought, oh, great new Doctor.
Oh, no new Doctor. To be continued.
Yeah.
Come on, Tone.
Yeah.
Honestly. Say goodbye, Tony.
Bye, Tony.
Apoog! Apoog!
But one of them will die. One of them will die.
But they didn't.
Yeah, he did. She did. Donna.
She didn't die.
She was half a Time Lord died. He took the Time Lord out of her. It died.
She will die. She will die. She will die.
Nice.
I should bang my head on the microphone.
Yeah.
Bollocks.
This show is a member of the Pod Riot Network.